Eric Lee Show, Mike Colby in-house, managerial Mike Mondays checking in. What's happening?
Your next guest just rode by the window on his bicycle.
He's been riding his bike to work.
Yeah, good for him.
He's getting into it now.
Ryan Huffer.
Yeah, a little huffy on his huffy.
I didn't see a bell. I didn't see a flag.
Did you see a little puppy?
Maybe I saw some streamers coming off the handlebars.
At least a baseball card. Hopefully at least a baseball card.
Making engine sounds.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
I did.
I didn't.
And I don't know what who I destroyed in the process.
Yeah. I couldn't. I tried to, but like the bikes, I think when we were kids, Nick, did you do that?
No, I respect my property a little bit too much, but I did have little like beads that you could
throw
on
a
spokes.
Frank Viola into
I'm
the spikes.
I'm not going Frank Viola.
That makes Tim Kaine mad that I said Frank Viola.
Of course
Viola's
you did. You went twins.
Cy Young player.
You could throw a Greg Gagne in there. How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't do it, though, because my bike, it didn't. You couldn't. The spokes were weird. Something about the newer bikes. Anyway, what's happening?
Well, you know what? 80 degrees is great. This past weekend, fabulous. The Duck Derby was great. The zoo was rocking. Mm-hmm. You know, that was very cool to be a part of. I had a chance. I was actually over in Danville on Saturday night and got to hang out with one of the coolest people I know. His name is Joe Tanner.
Okay.
Four-time astronaut.
Really?
He was an astronaut, and four times he went into space.
Wow.
On this, you know, on board the space shuttle. And a super guy, University of Illinois graduate, Danville High School graduate. His mom and dad were both doctors in town, and over the years, he and I have gotten to be friends. And there was a special event Saturday night that we were at, and he was doing something cool at. But, you know, you think about your friends who have done some amazing things. This guy has done some amazing things. And before he was an astronaut, he was in the Navy as a Navy aviator flying jets. And after about, I guess, mission two, and by the way, he helped build the International Space Station. So two shuttle flights on construction. He was on the second Hubble repair mission.
Really?
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So he repaired the Hubble Space Telescope, and then he did a boring just a science mission. I'm only kidding about that. But after his second mission, he and I were sitting down talking one day, and I said, hey, what is the most exciting thing you've ever done? I mean, think about that. Mach 25, because you have to get to 17,500 miles an hour to get to orbit. And he said, Mike, it is not even close. The most exciting thing, and I look at this as like pucker power, mm-hmm. The most exciting thing I have ever done in my life is to land my jet on the deck of a carrier at night.
That's pretty neat.
Not going to space. Yeah. Not, you know, riding up to space. But
when you go four times, it I guess it
takes this luster off.
No. He said every time something. Yeah. But just shows you how.
Dude.
I mean, it's like he said, landing your jet on an aircraft carrier at night on a pitching deck in the middle of the ocean is like hitting something with a postage, you know, like hitting a postage.
Did you ask him if he ever did the fly through?
You know, ever one of those Top Gun moves?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. Sometimes if you don't have it, you just gotta keep going.
Tire requesting flyby.
negative. What is it?
Negative Ghost Rider. Pattern is full.
The pattern is full. But anyway, got to hang
God
out with him
it,
this
Maverick.
Weekend.
God dang it, Maverick. Sorry.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got to say that was pretty cool.
So four trips into space is just the second, third, fourth, and fifth coolest things he did.
Yeah. Well, you know, landing his jet, which I'm sure happened many times, but that was by far the coolest thing.
Yeah.
But EVA, walking in space, is pretty cool.
So what was he doing in Danville? Was it a fundraiser thing? Or?
You know what? He was back for a couple of weeks and hanging out, and he actually did a public appearance with the Danville Symphony Orchestra. They did a performance of The Planets, which is a full symphony, and he did a narration to pictures from space and provided by NASA. It was kind of cool, but it was kind of a special night. And when you're getting, you know, when you're hanging out with an astronaut,
mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool day.
Sure. Well, good stuff.
It's like hanging out with you, Eric Lee.
I don't think so. I don't think that's because if you're hanging out with me, you just watch the Cubs get swept this weekend.
And poor Yachty.
Yeah.
I just heard students described to me what happened. I saw the DL next to his name in my fantasy lineup, and the kids told me what happened.
I saw the video, and I feel for you.
I haven't even seen the video, and I don't want to. Just Katie reading it to me made me wince. People don't get that, do they? Until you get that.
Yeah, no, not at all. But
protection
our
doesn't with, always, yeah.
Our thoughts with Yachty. That was bad.
They certainly made up for it. Made up for him. I'm guessing you weren't there. You weren't watching the final swing from Dexter Fowler last night.
No, I was not. I was not amongst the coherent at that time.
I could tell by the lack of smack-talking Facebook posts and Twitter and tweets that a lot of people were asleep.
It happened late because of the rain, and then it, 1 a.m. it went late. Yeah, so it was late.
14 innings after two rain delays.
I almost bought tickets that game yesterday afternoon to go.
Toby Tucker did. I don't know how late he stayed.
He was here today, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm going to say he didn't see the end.
He was probably in a great mood. He probably wore his Cardinal shirt down there because nobody knows which team he actually roots for. Like lately, he supposedly claims the Cubs. But
I think he has a wide assortment of both.
I think he has a wide assortment of many. Also, somehow a Warriors fan.
Brewers.
Yeah, he roots for everybody who win it. By gosh, he gets more beef than he deserves, but he deserves some. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Fun day in Danville.